Dan's Driving Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Minute 4, Episode 11. Let's see, where do we leave off? Well, we left off with Lola taking a semi-topless afternoon stroll through lots and lots of foliage, and her husband Broderick having just called Detective O'Malley, worried about something? We'll find out. Actually, we'll watch Lola walk half-nude for a little bit, and then we'll find out.
When he came home today at about 1 o'clock, he found his wife in a pool of blood. He said he had had no enemies and couldn't understand why anyone would want to kill his beautiful wife. His story was too pat, and after a great deal of interrogation, he broke down and confessed. He had hired an ex-convict to kill his wife. She was heavily insured, and he needed the insurance money for his failing business. A few hours after his arrest, Broderick Kent was found hanging in his cell. Adam Kent, the oldest of the Kent brothers, was unaware of what had happened to his brothers. 5 years earlier, in August of 1981, Vicky, Adam's daughter, was sent to the Brandt Hospital for the criminally...
Doris isn't kidding around with this one. She is tearing through the Kents. This one... I counted around 22 shots, but I kind of given up with this one. The opening, like, 10, 11 seconds is Lola sort of doing her more or less topless stroll through the foliage. But then the rest jumps around so much that I lost track. There were bits. It's like there's a shot of Lola's body, nude body, being dragged in, along a kitchen floor or something, out of shot. But then it cuts to a random shot of just blue, and then the silhouette of someone being hung and you know, hanging from a noose, and then a random shot of feet, bloody feet swinging, that lasts for less than a second. You know, and this is around, you know, Broderick hung himself, and it's just like, what? Huh? What? What? Why is this all happening? It is strange that, I don't know, I mean, this, I guess it's a sickness in the family that Susan kills Bonnie, then she falls on her axe, and then Broderick kills Lola, or has someone hired to kill Lola, and then he hangs himself, all in the same day. It's a real crappy day for the Kents. And of course, we meet Adam, finally, and oh, I say finally as if, you know, we've been waiting forever to meet him. But I say that because Adam and his wife are the two parents of the first gal who killed in the promotional trailer. Not the second family that shows up. The first family that's there and sort of starts the curse to the house or whatever it is. These are her parents in here. So like, oh, okay, so these are the first people, apart from Bonnie in the bathtub, that are actual people from the promotional trailer. I don't know if this scene was from the original sort of cut, if there was one that was prepared for the movie, but it could be. I will say this: you see their living room, and they either have the coolest living room in the world or the ugliest. I'll be honest, I can't tell. They've got a strange thing where Adam is sitting on in a chair reading, and there's carpet on the floor, but then there's sort of a raised kind of marbly, tiley or something space, and there are two chairs on it, and the two chairs flank the TV, and there's a couch nearby you can see, but you wonder, why are the two chairs next to the TV so you can't see the TV? Maybe they didn't watch a lot of TV. I don't know. It's a strange. It looks like a very long room. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what kind of lens she has in the camera here. It's like in The Immortal 3, whenever they go into that house that they spend a lot of time in, some of the shots are like on wide-angle lens, so it makes like the hallway that you enter before you get to the living room look like it's like 1,000 feet long. Well, maybe not that long, but it makes it look really weird. And the minute ends with more shots that popped up in the promotional trailer. We see the two choo-choo guys, like two, I don't know, 14, 15-year-old kids running through a graveyard. And they get killed in the promotional trailer. Remember that you see them creeping all around along a sort of catacomby room during the first massacre in the trailer. So that's that. I will say that I'm not 100% sure that Lola is the woman we see stabbed like 30 seconds later. The actress is the same, because you see a shot of Lola primping herself, and you see her face in the little makeup mirror, and you can't quite fully make it out, but I don't think it's the same woman. I don't think it's the same woman. One, the hair doesn't look the right color, and I don't think she doesn't look tan enough. I could be wrong. It could be from a completely different film or something like that, but I don't know. Things are starting to get confusing very quickly, folks, as you can see with the way I'm sort of over some of this here. And I do know, contrary to all the stuff I didn't know in the previous episode about where the footage was from, I do know that the shot of the woman who's topless from the waist down getting dragged out of the room with blood on her, that is from The Immortal 3. That is when the sister with the curly hair gets killed. That's a spoiler. I'm sorry. But that is from The Immortal 3. I still don't know where that Levi Richards footage is from. I did a little more research in between the last episode and this one, and I did find out that Doris made one of Doris's pornos, Come With Me, My Love, circa 1976, also known as The Haunted Pussy, has Levi Richard in it. And I thought, oh, that must be footage from that. But this, I don't think so, because IMDb, I have not seen Come With Me, My Love, lists this Levi Richards as Tess's movie date, and Tess is played by Annie Sprinkle, so maybe they went to the movies and got it on or something. I'm not 100% sure. Is this becoming an R-rated podcast? I didn't mean for it to be, because the movie itself is very slashery, but all these links and things are getting very naked. So I'm wondering if possibly that's some sort of footage from, I don't know, maybe, because Tess's movie date implies that they just go to a movie together, and not that he walks into an apartment and expresses concern. Because you see him on the phone, then you see him like slapping his hands against his face in grief, but then it intercuts with his wife in the pool of blood or the bathtub of blood, and you only sort of vaguely see a face. The camera just focuses in on the bloody water and like a bloody boob that's kind of half coming out of the water. And obviously, yeah, whoever it is who gets hung in the cell or in that blue space is not the actor. But I'm wondering if anyone here has seen Come With Me, My Love, or The Haunted, a.k.a. The Haunted Pussy. I just like saying that. I think it's a great title. I'm sure it's a fun film if it's Doris. I'm wondering if, yeah, that was some sort of outtake from that. Like I said, we recognize that one shot is from The Immortal 3. Boom. But I don't know where Lola's walk is from. I'm only showing that woman was in the Immortal 3. And it's funny, when I was going looking at the Immortal 3 to try to find out what the names of the sisters was, they do say several times, hey, Ginny, you're going to have to do this. Ginny, are you all right? That kind of thing. And you see it is the redhead with the big baloobies there. But it's in true Doris style, the lawyer gets their names wrong when he introduces, when he says their names for the first time. He says their names wrong. He sort of, the actresses are sitting in a certain order, and the camera's on the lawyer, and he sort of looks to the left and says one name, then looks to the center, says one name, then looks to the right and says one name, but the names don't match. The names don't match. They're wrong, because I think he says Ginny is Sandy and Sandy is Ginny, and it's like, no, that's not right. But I like that story. So it's a beautiful story, and it's fun to. It's all Doris. It's all crazy. It's all the time, and it's great. So it's interesting when we do cut to the Thomas or Adam, Adam and his wife. Who's Thomas? Do we have it? Thomas Kent? Who am I thinking of? I've got 100 different names here. There is so much going on in this. Maybe she should have done a Star Wars style scroll to try to explain everything. So, but when you see them, it's sort of like you're like, okay, now this is familiar territory. This is something going on here. And then there's that oddness of, this is all taking place in 86, but in August of 81, Vicky did something, and you're like, wait a minute, I thought this was going to take that this isn't the movie, is it? Look, folks, we're going to learn as we go what's going on. The suggestion that was made that I should be covering this second by second rather than minute by minute is probably a good one. I'm a little lost right now. Hopefully by the time we settle in after this montage, we can do a little look back and recap and try to figure out where we stand. But right now, it's confusion, it's chaos, it's melee. If you know where that Levi Richard footage is from, please give me a shout. Is it from Come With Me, My Love? Who knows? But I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to let you listen to some sweet-ass music. And then we'll come back next time with minute 5. I felt like I was going to become Boarding House and I was going to start doing that. Is that the breath from the end of Boarding House? Or from Boarding House? Well, anyway, here's some music.